Let's get into some good shit. What's up, my dudes? And Tom.
Hey, hey.
What's up, bro?
Nothing.
What's happening?
Nothing.
What's flipping on the dipping?
Just doing a show.
What's peeping on the duping?
Oh, I like that one.
Oh, yeah.
Peeping on the duping.
That was a little preview of a trip I took.
All right.
Over this past
Fortnite?
No, over the weekend.
We should start saying Fortnite more.
They'd still say it in the UK.
Oh.
I like it, though. Yeah, Fortnite. But 2 weeks in Fortnite, same amount of syllables, so I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, fine.
So, what's on the agenda for today?
You tell me.
Tell you?
I tried looking up. We have a shared... What's that site called?
Which one?
The one that we share
Etherpad?
Etherpad. We have a shared Etherpad together, and every time I went to look up what today's show was about, it was all, like, blacked out. I don't know.
What that sounds like?
Classification or something.
Sounds like conspiracy theory.
Absolutely.
I guess. So that's what today's show is about? Conspiracy theories?
That's the best I can see.
Sounds good to me. But right now, let's check our email. Ready?
I'm ready.
Dude.
What's up?
The email's down.
Yep.
You know what it is?
Mailbag it up.
The establishment shut down our email.
Aw, man.
Because they didn't want anyone to send us info on the truth.
You think that's what it is?
Dude. Luckily for our loyal listeners, we're well-versed in the ways of clandestine operations.
Okay. Maybe the email server just crashed. What do you think?
No.
Okay.
It's a conspiracy theory, man. Want me to tell you what the real conspiracy theory is?
Yeah.
The term conspiracy theory is a conspiracy theory, man.
You just blew my mind.
That's right.
Seven ways till Sunday.
All up your butt. Let me tell you something, Tom. Open your balls and spit out your eyes, man.
What?
Today's show is going to grow hair on your dick.
I don't know what that means.
Okay.
Woo-hoo!
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love his music.
It's probably one of the better things you've ever done in your life.
Yeah. I wish it would end, though. Quite frankly, it's annoying. I'm going to turn it off.
All right.
So, what's up?
Kills it. Nothing, man. I just, you know, I had a good week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I heard you went to Walmart earlier.
Went to Walmart. I almost cried blood.
What were you doing there?
Getting some blinds for my new bedroom.
That's cool.
Yeah, we moved bedrooms.
Blinds are conspiracy, man.
You think so?
They want you to fucking be blind to the outside world. Okay?
All right.
Think about that.
I'm trying.
When you have your blinds on. It's the reason they're called blinders, dude.
Blinders, yeah.
They blind you from the truth, man.
Okay.
Okay? Think about it.
I'm going to put that in the back
Think
pocket
about
of
it.
My
to
brain.
Conspire, to conspire theory is to theorize conspiracy. Okay? It's all out there, plain as day, for all the Muppets to see. Got it?
The Muppets? The
fucking Muppet puppets, dude.
Oh, all right. The sheeple.
I don't like saying that.
I just did, though. I didn't say for you to say it. There you go again. Trying to control me. Turn me into your Muppet puppet. And I don't like it.
Oh, man, some good iced tea. So.
Overrated.
Speaking of conspiracy theories, what you got? You got anything for me?
I don't got nothing
for you. I got a list I'm going to share with you.
All right, I will tell you this. I sent out on the old FB to the world.
The book.
Since we were having trouble getting the emails and the tweets, I gave them my own personal phone number for the texts.
That's fucking so very generous.
Hopefully they'll be able to get in touch with me, our listeners. And
did you get any texts, dude? Check your texts.
Yeah, I got a couple coming in.
Check your texts, man. What do you got?
I got a couple things coming in.
All right. Well, since they can't get to our email because they shut down our server.
Yeah.
Because it was overloaded with fucking dangerous info.
Must be.
Let's hear what you got. Let me hear one.
I rerouted it. Well, it simply says...
you rerouted it.
It simply says... I don't know. Maybe you can make sense of this.
I'll try.
It says, very cryptically, 900 feet round steel structure at bottom of the ocean, UFO? Iranian hikers are CIA.
Oh, Iranian hikers are CIA?
Or CIA? No, are CIA.
Oh, they were just talking about those Iranian hikers. I read something in the news about that, yeah.
What's that mean?
So, they just said they're hikers, I guess.
Where are they? Here?
No, they're in Iran. And I guess they got caught or something? I don't know.
No, spy games.
I don't pay attention to that, because that's bullshit, dude. I got real fucking theories. Yeah, man. Let me start off saying I got the top six conspiracy theories in the past 30 years. Okay?
All right.
It's going to blow your fucking titties off. Okay?
What do you got for me? You want to do it now? You're going to hold it off?
No, I'm going to do it right now.
Oh, man.
But first, we need a little bit of conspiracy music.
Hit it.
That's conspiring. They're conspiring to fucking make some tasty grooves.
Sounds to me like some church music or something.
It's not.
I'm about to confess my sins.
Let me tell you about conspiracy theories, Tom.
Tell me about them.
It's like the word of the day with fucking Pee-wee, conspiracy theories. Here goes the first one. You ready? Furbies, dude. Think about it. Microchips and seizures, man. That one's too obvious to go into. If you don't know, you're the mark.
Okay, yeah.
You.
Yeah, Furbies. Microchips and seizures. I'm going to put that in my brain.
Can't go into it.
No?
No, because it's just that one's too obvious.
All right.
Okay? I just want to throw it out there, though, for people to look into it if they need to.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Alien penises. Okay? Let me tell you why it's a conspiracy theory. They're trying to cover it up. Because they're way bigger than ours, and they want to scare us in the line, okay? What better way to make someone toe the line than to wag a monster penis in their figurative faces and show them the meaning of alien power?
Are you okay?
Me? I'm just trying to spit the truth, man.
Alien penises...
Way bigger.
Way bigger, girthier.
Oh, so it's length, girth?
Making us... And what does that do for us?
It doesn't do anything. Well, it scares us.
Scares us to toe
the line, man.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Because they wag them in our figurative faces. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Dude.
No, I don't.
Dude, are you sure? You're telling me when you don't hear this? You don't, like, you know, does it scare you, man?
It's like
one of these noises. That's how it goes, man.
Okay. What else you got on that list?
What else? I got another one. Okay. Captain Kangaroo. We know he's a conspiracy. Oh, shit, I fucked it up. We know what he was a captain of. Conspiracy!
Whoa.
Let me tell you something. What you don't know is that there have been over 1,000 Captain Kangaroos throughout recorded history, and that they are a secret bloodline that runs the span of mankind and uses their superior intelligence to control children with awesome and wholesome entertainment. Mm-hmm. What's your take on the captain?
Well, it makes sense. That mustache... Has to be genetically engineered somehow.
It is, man.
Must be some sort of...
It's a conspiracy, man.
Yeah. Wow, I don't...
I'm learning you. Let me tell you another one, okay? The alphabet.
Did you research these?
Yeah, man.
They're just coming off the top of your head. Well,
research off the top of my head, what's the difference? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, highbrow style. Let me tell you something. All right.
The alphabet, dude. That's a conspiracy. Recently, we found that it's riddled with secret symbols and designs to make us more docile and susceptible to the orange juice manufacturers. Why? Why?
Yeah, why?
Because they want us to put it in our cereal.
Orange juice in the cereal?
That's right. The alphabet, man. Think about
it. Okay.
OJ. There's a reason it's initials. Okay? Okay? I'm trying to tell you something.
I'm lost right now.
It's music's... It's screwing up your receptors, isn't it?
Yeah. A lot of things are screwing up my receptors. Are you burning incense down here?
No way, man. That's a conspiracy, too.
Incense?
Yep. It gets into your fucking... your mind. And it loosens up your inhibitions. And it makes you want to fuck.
I thought it was just a cover for pot.
Well, that too.
For, like, those teenage girls, they're like, Mom, I'm burning my incense. And they're like, are you smoking that reefer? And you're like, nah. Incense. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Right.
I hate the smell of incense. Because I'm in the know.
You got kind of a weird look on your face. You got, like, a twitch going. You feel okay?
No.
What else you got on that list?
Dude.
So far, I don't think you're telling me the truth.
Bedtime stories. Somewhat related to the Captain Kangaroo theory. Think about it, okay? What better way to lull us in a false sense of security than by spouting nonsense stories about three little pigs and a big bad wolf? Okay? Let's break it down. You want to break it down?
Break it.
Pig. Oink, oink. Police officer. I.e., the man has all the power with his brick house. And here we are, the big bad wolf, dude. Blowing our hardest to try to get in and get warm by the fire. Only to be stopped at every turn by the man's, quote, unquote, powerful barricade, man. It's trouble, and we're what's for dinner! Bedtime stories, man. Get into it.
I'm trying, man. I'm really trying to see things your way, because I believe in that.
It's the real deal,
man. I just don't believe you.
Let me tell you. Okay, you know why you don't believe me? I'll tell you why. Because here's another conspiracy theory. Conspiracy theorists. Okay? They've turned us into some sort of caricature, man. We're not really that. We're not nonsensical reefer-smoking hipsters, dude. We're the intellectual elite with the knowledge to take down the establishment.
I see what you're saying. So the crazy conspiracy theorists who are out there spouting out about things are actually plants from the man trying to discredit, by insanity, the real concerns that are out there by the people.
Well, it's more the story behind the conspiracy theorist. That's the theory, the conspiracy theory. It's not the guys. The guys, they're in the know, man. They know what's going on.
They do know what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
They definitely know. Okay.
All right.
What do you got?
What do I got?
You got anything?
Not really.
You got a list over there.
Just a list of some real conspiracy theory. I don't know what you're talking about.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
OJ? Orenthal James? Murder? Let's get serious, man. The Jews? There's reasons for these things.
Okay. I didn't know you were going to go that way.
Let me play some more fucking conspiracy music.
I thought we were going to sit down and have a real conversation about conspiracy theories.
Let me tell you about conspiracy theories, Tom. Christian rock. Let's get serious. There's nothing about Christians that rock, especially their music. Okay? Just another plot by the powers that be to get their message of murder and redemption to the idiotic, mind-warped, brainwashed, unwashed section of today's youth.
You know you got a couple Jars of Clay's albums around here somewhere.
I do like Jars of Clay. They are pretty cool.
That's actually my favorite part of conspiracy theorists. They're always like talking about things, and they're like, yeah, there's Satanism and the music industry is tied together. And if you buy any sort of like record, you're actually buying a part of Satan's like, you know, rib bone or something.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, okay, so they ground like up
Satan's rib bone.
Yeah, they like grounded up Satan's hooves and like. And how they records?
They used one microscopic piece of dust from his rib to put it in every record.
Yep, and so you're hooked on Satanism.
What about like the Captain and Tennille, dude?
What's that mean?
That's a band.
I don't know who they are.
They weren't devilish.
Yeah, no, everybody.
Seals and Crofts,
well,
dude.
That's my point.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Everything, anything with a beat is symbolic. I read a comic book on it one time. Anything with a beat is symbolic.
You read a comic book about conspiracy theories and music.
Yes, and they showed. Because people from the music industry were coming out and telling the truth, how they were all Satanist cultists who would, infuse Satan in all their records. But my point is, the conspiracy theorists are always telling me this, and then they're like, but I love that Elvis. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, Elvis is good, though. It's always whatever they like is fine, but everything you like is the one that's touched by Satan. You know what I mean?
Elvis was not the devil.
Apparently, if they like it. It could be anybody. Be like, them Beach Boys were cool. You're like, but aren't you... Isn't everything Satanism? They're like, no, not the Beach Boys. Couldn't be them. I like them.
There's nothing satanic about the Beach Boys, dude. I agree. But you want to talk about that Selena Gomez. Now we're talking about...
I would love to talk about Selena Gomez. About slowly and softly.
She's not that hot, dude.
Shut your face. She's not. I'll come right over
she's
this.
She's only good looking because she's 18. She's got a fucking taut rack and sweet buns.
Well, what else do you need at 18?
That's true.
I'm going to come right over this technology. Anyway, what else you got?
Me?
Yeah.
That was the top six theories of fucking... top six conspiracy theories of the past 30 years, man.
Okay. Well, I agree with three of them.
Which ones?
The alphabet. You sold me on it after the... You blew my mind with Orenthal James.
That's right, man. The juice.
What else were the other ones? There's a couple there, I believe.
All right. I did go through them a little fast. Let's fucking recap about it, okay? About it. I have a fucking... A vast Nah, I can't remember what I was
going to say. What do you got, a cavern? Vast cavernous belly button?
No. I mean, I do.
Because I'm staring right at it again. Second straight week.
Well, now I got my shirt on.
Shut up. It's radio.
I almost forgot I didn't have I didn't have a shirt on. All right, alien penises, dude.
That one you lost me on, so okay, that's
let's break it down.
I'm going to tell you what I... No.
You don't want to break it down?
No, I'm going to... No, I'm no, we're not breaking this down. But I'm going to tell you what I believe from your list and what I don't believe.
Okay.
I don't believe an alien penis is holding this down.
No?
No.
No. You're in big trouble.
What else you got? I don't believe it. That's a no.
Captain Kangaroo, dude?
I do believe that. There's something shady going on, whether it be a line of family or clones or something.
There have been over 1,000 Captain Kangaroos.
I firmly believe that.
Way back to Egyptian days, man. Even, like, was there times before Egyptians?
Probably.
Well, I mean, that's recorded.
Yeah.
No, whatever. The alphabet?
The alphabet, I do believe. So, okay. Captain Kangaroo and the alphabet, I'm with you on.
Bedtime stories, man?
I don't think so.
I don't think you fully grasped what I was saying about bedtime stories, did you?
No, I mean, it was cool how you went pig, oink, the police. That was cool. That's like some Emily Good shit, but...
Actually, I stole it from Wayne's World.
Oh, all right. But other than that, I don't think you got a leg to stand on.
Dude, come on. Let me just read the description again, okay? The man has all the power with this brick house, and here we are. We're the big bad wolf, dude. They turned it on us, okay? All
right.
The establishment is the pig with the power, with the fucking brick house, man. And we're just trying to get in and get warm. We're just blowing, huffing and puffing. We got nothing. Conspiracy. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm just listening to the music.
I know, me too.
Stop listening
to
you.
I'm going to turn it off.
Like 2 minutes ago. No, I don't know what you're talking about, so that's a no.
Sheeple, man.
Follow your TJ. Follow your TJ, and I'll show you the right way.
What about... Okay, here we go. Conspiracy theorists.
I do believe that. Mm-hmm. Although I differ a little bit. I think they're plants.
You think so?
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about. They're there to discredit the real guys who are in the know. That's what I believe.
That's a possibility.
Because they're all just like, the crazy lizard men. You know? And you're like, crazy lizard men? And you're like, why are you... That's not real life. Like, if the JFK assassination. Like, I can see that... that's plausible. But then you're like, the lizard men. And you lost me, and you lose credibility, and everything you say from then on, you lose credibility.
Yeah. I believe in aliens and stuff, but I don't believe there's human-alien hybrids that are, in turn, lizard men who in human suits. And here's why. Because let's just say there is an alien lizard race. All right. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's just say. Which is fine. It's acceptable. But there's no fucking way they're coming down here and getting in human suits and controlling our world. Because think about it. If they're that intelligent to where they could just make a human suit, why didn't they just conquer us and be done with
exactly.
it? And enslave us all, but just enslave us. Because maybe because is there a revolt? Would there be a revolt? I think so. I'm starting to believe this. I've turned my own brain into a supercomputer.
Have you?
And I've computed this.
Okay.
And I'm thinking to myself, there is human alien hybrids, dude. Lizard man. George Bush, dude. Lizard man. Barack Obama. Lizard man. They're all lizards. We're lizards, dude. Fuck it. Let's just get serious.
All right.
Me and you?
Yeah.
We're lizard men.
I wish I was.
Stick your tongue out of your mouth like a lizard. You look like a fucking lizard, dude. Into it.
See, I'm into it. I believe that would be something I might believe, that we're all lizards and we don't know it.
Right on.
And they're just kind of...
We don't know it.
We don't know. Do you ever think that everybody tastes salt differently and like all our taste buds are unique to ourselves and we think things are sweet and salty and we have words for them, but they're not really? And like colors, like you see red, but it's really blue in your head, but I see red as red. You ever think about that? Think about it.
So I see red.
Yes.
But it's blue?
You see the color blue that I see blue, but you think it's red. Because we all see
differently. You're fucking boggling my mind. Yeah. I don't even know what you're saying to me. I can't figure it out.
Because I think we're all on different planes of existence.
Well, then how come we can see each other?
Optics.
fourth dimensional.
Refract optics.
Rods and cones
and shit. Yep. Hammer and sickles. That's in the ear.
That's Russians.
Cones. Yeah.
Think about those Russians. This is the USSR. Talk about conspiracy theories, yeah, man. They're big time. Cold War. Conspiracy.
Actually, my favorite conspiracies of all are not the ones where they tell you that things that happened just, you know, didn't happen quite that way, that it was covered up. Like, that's mundane stuff. The people that are really cool are the ones who are like, that never happened. Like, things that we all know happened, they're like, didn't happen. Not that it was, just, nah. Like, AIDS, like, the AIDS deniers, like, they're the best. They're just like, nah, there's no such thing. Like, what do you mean? Like, HIV, AIDS, like, nah.
What are these people dying of?
Just diseases. That's what they think. They're like, nah, that's not real. There's no
just diseases?
Yeah, they're just dying. Natural causes.
Yeah. So there's natural causes usually ravage every cell in your body.
But that's the best.
Until you pop out in sores and
like the
aren't immune to anything.
The BP, you just die. The BP oil spill? People are like, nah, that didn't happen.
That's true. I have heard that.
Like, nah. It's not real. They're like, show me one person who's seen it. And they're like, you know, like a million people are like, yeah, we were there working at it. And they're like, no, they're not. They're not telling the truth.
I know what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying.
So those are my favorite. They're just like, nah. And the Holocaust deniers and all those things.
That's one I'll never understand.
It's like, nah, that didn't happen. Like, what about those people that came from the concentrate? They're like, nah, I just want attention. Just want to get in the action. Didn't happen.
I hear you.
What does that mean? What do you mean it didn't happen?
I don't know.
Next thing you know, there's going to be people who be like, there are no Native Americans on the soil.
That's one nobody could ever deny.
They were never here.
Speaking of Native
Trail
Americans.
Trail of Tears, nothing.
I went to, what are you talking about, Manifest Destiny, dude?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's a good idea,
that's
though.
That's some good
shit. Yeah. I mean, it was a good idea. Like, let's get this land locked up.
Well, I mean, it was a good idea if you're a fucking warmonger and you love murdering people. Yeah, that's great.
Who doesn't?
But I went to the Indian Reservation to buy some cigarillos.
Yeah.
And I went to this restaurant. And there's this tasty baby working there, Indian, with the huge knockers, but they weren't, like, you know, sloppy.
She had that Wonder Bra?
I don't know.
That Abra?
I don't know.
Oh.
Abra?
What's that? The infomercial that plays all the time?
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
You don't?
No, man. TV's a fucking conspiracy theorist worst nightmare, man.
Especially when they got those cameras in there and they're actually watching you watch TV.
Dude.
Think about it.
That's a real theory.
I know.
Cable boxes?
Yes.
Oh, you've heard that one?
Not only are they watching the shows you watch, they're actually watching you.
Watching you watching the shows. Yeah. That's some Big Brother shit.
Just to see what can of Coke you're drinking so they can market it towards you.
I do love caffeine-free Coke. It's pretty good.
So what about this?
When you have, like, a nice burger.
So what about this serves with... never mind. I was going to come up with a... will you help me out here? Come on. I'm dying out here. I'm floundering.
Like a fish. No, you're not, dude. We're talking.
I'm trying to tell you... To get back to your Native American baby.
Oh, it wasn't
the big
really
nose and the big knockers.
She didn't have big nose.
They all do.
No.
They're all drunks with big noses.
Oh, Tom, that's racist.
What?
That's racist.
He's telling you the truth.
That's racist.
The truth. I can't handle it.
That's...
Actually, I've never met one. What do they look like?
You described an Indian?
Describe them.
I don't have any Indian music, but I'll do the next best thing.
That is the next best. I'm thinking about the next couple shows. Okay.
No, go ahead. Talk over it.
I was thinking about the next couple shows just saying whatever racist, homophobic, politically charged, religiously charged statements I can possibly think of, whether I believe them or not.
Sounds good.
Just to get a reaction out of you.
Out of me?
Yeah.
You won't. No. I'm a fucking...
Well, you jump.
I'm a stone.
You jump to the defense of your Native Americans.
Oh, yeah, I did. Well, I just think this is funny.
Oh.
Because that was so blatantly racist.
But if I was a Native American, or an Indian, or whatever you want to call them, I would just play it up. I'd be walking around with headdresses.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes,
dude.
I would.
Not in this world, you wouldn't.
Absolutely.
No, you wouldn't, man. Nobody wears a headdress.
I know, but I
headdress
would.
Headdress, in this day and age, is up on par with women wearing hats. It's stupid. It's taboo.
Yet you want people to wear capes.
When would I say I want people to wear capes?
Episode 2.
No, I just thought, I don't want people to wear capes. I just think capes are cool. Like a nice cloak. You know, goes from head to toe. You know, you got the hood. Keeps you nice and warm. Nice thick wool cape, dude. In the winter, forget about it. It's not very practical.
No.
Especially when you're driving in the car and then it gets salt on the bottom of it. And you're fucking in big trouble when the bottom of your cape's wet.
What are we listening to? Oh, Bob Denver?
Bob Denver. This is a lot older than Bob Denver, dude. This is, if you listen to the words, it's a Catholic song about the power, the weapon of prayer.
Okay, you just had that at the ready?
Yeah, well, oh, I like the music. I don't like the, I don't particularly agree with the words, but it's very soothing.
All right. You're a man of many, many brainwaves, I've noticed.
I got a lot of things going on in my being. Check this out.
All right.
Weapon of prayer, man. Get into it, man.
I'm into it. Oh.
I wrote this last night. Like that shit?
No.
No?
No.
All right. How about this one?
Yeah, this is more my speed. This is like a, this is like the opening to Blossom or something.
All right.
No, anyway.
Speaking of Blossom, yes. What do you say next week we do 80s TV shows?
I love it. That's right. That's what I've been trying to do for, like, I don't know, 20 shows.
80s TV shows and maybe early 90s TV shows.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about all the sassy ladies we wanted to fucking dip our peas in.
Yes. And all the rejects who get dumber each season.
That is, that's see, that's, there's this tie back to conspiracy theories, man. They know what we want, and they're pushing it on us.
And is that so wrong? Well, that's my theory.
Well,
my
it's an advertising.
Yes, thing. My real theory is all these people with their theories, they think that it's like this big government thing for like this malicious reason, but they don't really know what the malicious reason is. It's just they are doing this, but really, it's just capitalism gone wild.
See, why would people want to just sell a shit? Like, if you think about the concept of money, is just a thing. It's just a fucking, it's a non-entity. It's a piece of fucking paper that we cut down from a tree, and we turned it into something. It has no actual worth.
No.
And if you even think about it in even further sense, like gold. Gold, why is gold the thing that's valuable? Is it because it conducts electricity? I mean, that's about it. That's the only thing it really does. And that, even then, you have to process it. So, right, really, the manpower is what's valuable. Everything else is shit. So, I don't understand the whole concept I understand the concept of money, but it's very upsetting.
Better cars.
Who gives a shit about cars?
They do. The people.
But why? There's the fucking conspiracy. Why do people care about things?
And so it all ties back into aliens and pyramids.
Must be the pyramids.
I mean, that's...
pyramids.
Have you ever heard two people, like, arguing about conspiracies? Like, neither of them know what they're talking about? Like, one guy's like, yeah, they built the pyramids, like, I don't know, like what? Like, 130 million years ago? And the other guy's like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. It was like 20 million years ago, and really it's not even anywhere close, and they just don't know what they're even arguing about.
What do you think?
What do I think?
What's your idea on the pyramids?
It's fine craftsmanship from a culture who knew what was going on.
That's fine, and I agree, partially. But how do they move those fucking stones,
exactly,
dude?
We don't know exactly.
They're like 20 tons apiece, they say.
We have theories, and then there'll be people who'll be like, no, we know how it is. My wife's a teacher. She knows. And they're like, what does that mean? No, she
doesn't.
Teachers
don't know shit.
No. They read out a book somewhere, and you don't even know it. So people argue all the time, but I think that they were done coolly by these cool ways, by this technology that we don't have anymore, based upon principles we know.
It's like Battlestar Galactica, dude. It all relates back to Battlestar Galactica. Like, what happened was you know about Battlestar Galactica?
Barely.
I'll just Cylons. A very quick paraphrase. Yeah, there is Cylons.
Are those like Cyclops? That's what I was thinking.
They are kind of like Cyclops, but I got to do it quick, okay?
Yes.
Long and short of it, there were other worlds.
Long. Okay, go ahead.
There were other worlds, and the humans from those other worlds ended up coming to Earth, and they realized that industry was the problem. Technology was the problem, so they destroyed all their technology and mated with the native race.
Sounds sexy.
That's pretty sexy.
I would open my legs for a Cylon.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, dude. Woo!